Today's reading from John's Gospel has Jesus sharing with the disciples that it is time for him to leave and to return to the Father. In the chapter that happens just before this chapter, Jesus has washed the feet of the disciples and has been servant to them, just as he wants the disciples to be servants for others. He now gives them a new commandment, to love one another as he loves them. Jesus is going to prepare a place for them and for us. Jesus goes to the Father and will come to us to be in deeper relationship with him. He is sending the Paraclete, in other words, the Holy Spirit, to remain with us, to advocate for us, teach and heal us in relationship with each other and God. The Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside of, also the one who advocates for us with the Father and the Son, and walks with us through our lives on earth. We connect with our God, with each other, with ancestors and our loved ones, with the help of the Spirit. Remembering is making that connection. This weekend, we're celebrating Memorial Day. In the USA, we have set aside this weekend to acknowledge those who have died at war. These people gave their lives that we might have freedom to live in peace in the U.S. At least that is how we decided to have this holiday. It began at the conclusion of the Civil War. It was a terrible war, fought on our own soil, and caused brother to fight with brother and father to fight with son. And so on. The war was about setting the slaves free, about the fact that every person in the USA is entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Over the years, we have extended the holiday to include remembering our family members and or friends who have died. We place flowers on their gravesites, say special prayers to or for them, talk with them, perhaps write letters to them, or do something that they have enjoyed doing to otherwise remember them. Memorial Day is a time to reconnect with our loved ones. Remembering is taking time to reflect on what has happened to them, how things are going in our lives without them here, and what might happen next. In other words, Memorial Day is a time for reconnection with the people who have gone before us into deeper life with God. Special time in our tradition comes each Sunday when we remember Christ, each other, and renew our membership in the body of Christ. We ask that our broken relationships be fixed when we say the peace and we ask for forgiveness. One of the definitions for the word remember is to keep someone in mind for attention or for consideration. The opportunity for remembrance is healing for us, especially when we acknowledge that Jesus conquered death, as John says. Jesus prepares a place for us to be with him, with the Father, and with the Spirit, where death has no power. According to John's Gospel, God's peace is different than the world's peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus says to all. Jesus leaves the Holy Spirit with us to comfort and guide us through life, to stir us up when we need it, and to help us in the knowledge that we are never alone. We talk about remembering as reflection, putting it all together for us. When I think of remembering, I think of pieces of our bodies that have been non-functioning or not functioning well. And those pieces are renewing and coming to life again. I also think of members of committees, organizations, returning to life to work together. Paul, in 1 Corinthians, talks about Christ as the head of the body, and we are all the other parts. Now, I like to be a toe, because they have great understanding, and they are risky leaders. We need all the different parts of the body to function as the body of Christ. Whether it be the little cell on the end of the tip of the finger, or the hearing, or the nose, we need all those parts that we may share them, even the sleeping ones. What body part do you think you are? Give you time to think about that. Memorial Day is also the day that we remember and celebrate all those who have made sacrifices for us in any way during wartime. There are people who have given up their jobs to go and protect and serve. There are those who've left their families behind and their farms and their businesses in others' care. There are people in other countries who have risked their lives and families to help the armed forces attempt to make peace in their countries as well. We especially celebrate those who have been injured by war. There are many who have physical injuries, lost limbs, eyes, and head injuries. There are those who have post-traumatic stress syndrome, developed psychoses, or depressions. There are those who have lost all hope in life and will never be right again. God works with us and through us to aid all of these folks. Losses are hard times in our lives. We tend to keep our losses private, probably because we hurt so much. It may be hard to talk about losses without shedding tears. Some of us know that sharing tears and talking about losses are healthy ways of dealing with the pain. I remember a particular hospice client of mine who spoke with me about the word loss. She said, "They aren't lost. I know exactly where they are. We just need to remember." Sharing keeps the one experiencing the loss from living in isolation. Our burdens aren't quite so heavy when someone helps to carry them. God is especially with us during these times. He cries with us, holds us, and gives us hope to love again. We will never be alone. We will always be in relationship with each other. God, with God and Jesus, through the Spirit, we will see and touch and feel and be together once again. We can model and live into being servant. We can offer life and abundance for those around us in this community and in the greater community just by being present to others suffering losses. Some of us feel shy or don't know what to say when someone has a loss. We don't have to say anything. We just have to be sorry and be with them in the moment. I'm going to share a story today about some boys that we met in the swimming pool in Kennewick. These four boys were speaking a language that we didn't recognize. And they swam, and they had fun, and they played, and they made those, what are they called, bomb jumps, where the water goes everywhere. They just really had a great time. They all ended up going into the men's locker room with Dan. And he asked them what language they were speaking. There were only like two of them who spoke English. He was told it's Iraqi, and that he was trying to get the others to speak English so they could attend school. He said that they had traveled from Iraq to Turkey for refuge, to the USA, and have lost family members, culture, homes, language, and so on. Their lives were turned upside down, but they felt better. They had great hope, and splashing in that pool with everyone else, I'm sure, was very healing. One of the greatest gifts we can give each other is the gift of listening. Another is the gift of being present with those who are isolated. They don't feel orphaned or separated or alone when someone visits them. Sharing time with someone who is losing a loved one to dementia or changing living situations by downsizing, retiring, losing a job or home is very important. The Holy Spirit is guiding us by coming alongside of us and encourages us to do the same for others. We share abundant life when we take the time to encourage and support each other. When we remember, we are all connected.